Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is Friday at The Ticket. That means it's Good Sense Friday, and we appreciate them. We thank them for feeding the family today. Greatly appreciate it. Bach, what's your go-to? What do you order from Good Sense?
I always will tell people about their pepper bread. I like pepper on my pepper. I love pepper, and so they make a great pepper bread. So whatever you like on the sandwich, I personally, you know, I do like ham and the you know regular toppings there with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, all that sort of stuff, and the oil and vinegar and all that. But as long as pepper bread, especially at Good Sense, is the way to go.
Yep, good deal. Bach, pay the bills, sir.
Absolutely. Hour two here is sponsored by Shuizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Shuizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work in a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at shuizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Shuizo Construction.
We also have our friends from Lincoln Lancaster. They want to send a message.
Yes, absolutely. Credible Mind plus safe use. The Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department has launched Credible Mind, a new online mental well-being platform. It's free, confidential, and available 24/7 at myhealthymind.crediblemind.com. Sometimes it's hard to know if substance use is becoming a problem, especially when it's part of your daily life or social routines. That's why Credible Mind offers the free anonymous assessment. Is your substance use harmful? In just minutes, you'll get non-judgmental guidance, practical tips, and resources to support your health and well-being.
We thank Lincoln Lancaster Health Department for looking out for each other. A healthy community is filled with healthy people. Healthy people make a healthy community. Back to the text lines as well. And on YouTube, we do see it and we go through it. Nebraska simply doesn't have the overall talent to compete with the top teams. We don't know. Nebraska's one to know. They played one team. We don't know what the other matchups are going to be. We don't know what the health situation is going to be. We don't know what the growth situation is. What we know versus what we think we know. Now, I want to say this about the text line so folks understand. I want you to be heard. I don't have to agree with you. The conversation is more important than whether I think you're right or wrong or you think I'm right or wrong. I don't have to always agree with Bach, but Bach absolutely deserves right to be heard. Right? That's the conversation. That's why we're here. We're here to have the conversation. And I want your opinion about a thing and how you feel about a thing, because that is right. How you feel about it and what you think about it. And you're hanging out with us. So I want you to be heard. Jim says this: Cincinnati rushed for 202 yards with an average of 6.7 per carry. Our front seven have gaps. Yep, I think that is a thing of concern. You're absolutely right that is a thing of concern. But here's the other thing. Late game drive, Cincinnati got 75 of those yards. Prevent defense prevents, right? We've had those discussions. We know that part of it. We also don't know what they were asked to focus on. What personnel was on the field? What were the tendencies that have been scouted? What were the rules of engagement put in? We weren't in those huddles. We weren't at those practices. We don't know. We can only base it on what we think we know and what we saw. Right or wrong, either way, it's okay. A couple things from the text line to say, you know, special teams, wow, what a great turnaround so far. Don Vito, we appreciate that. Field flipping punts, thank you very much for Archie. Yep, sir, that is a statement of truth. Don says this, half their rushing yards were from a running quarterback. Probably won't see anything like that moving forward in the Big Ten. There are a couple of running quarterbacks, but that's the point, right? That's absolutely a good point. Again, that was Cincinnati. That was their quarterback. And he's had that success against everybody. What he did last night, that's who he is. That's who Cincinnati is. Simple. We do have not heard on Bonner. We will keep that update on that injury. Matt says, was the personal foul on Gatula really a personal foul? Did that lineman flop? Both true. Lutowski. Yeah, it was Lutowski instead. Timmy V says this, and again, you get to what's important. On a personal note, it was great because my 8-year-old son cuddled up with me and started asking questions about the game of football for the very first time. Mm. You also won last night, Timmy. You also won. Texas says, you're mad about prices? Make your own damn food in the parking lot. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey, here, pay $50 for parking, by the way, as well.
Yeah, that part. That wasn't cheap.
I'm going to be mad about that as well.
That wasn't cheap either. Simple deal. So Thomas asked Chris, if it was a bigger name team, would we be sad that they won by 3? Yeah, that's a fair question. Fair question. Texter asked this question. If Huskers win by 3 next week, you're keeping the same energy. Yep. You're 2-0. You won a game next week. Same energy. Don't care. You think Wyoming's not celebrating a 10-0 win over Akron? If Nebraska wins 10-0, celebrating. If Nebraska wins 14-13, celebrating. 2-0. Mission accomplished.
I mean, I do get his point, though. There are some games over the years that can be a little bit alarming of what might be coming on. I don't think this
factored
into that one.
None of my business. None of my business. Did you win the game? Win the game. Look, that other stuff is for other people. For that team, you got 12 games scheduled. Did you win the next game? Go 1-0. That's literally the mantra. All the other stuff is stuff. It's stuff for other people. You think they care about the people outside the building when they won a game? You think that what people outside the building think is more important than the people who played the game?
I mean, there are games where you're not necessarily as happy with the result, even if you win.
No. My job as a coach and as a player is to win the game. The other stuff is stuff. It's just stuff. What was Nebraska's record last year?
7-6.
You know that. You know that. Do you know what the players graded out as individually? No. Do you know how the coaches graded themselves? No. No. The thing that was measured was wins. You know how we know who won the national championship? The team that won the game, scored the most points in the championship game. Everything else was just stuff. We don't know any of the particulars about that game. What we know is who won the game. Define quarterback, win-loss record. Define the coach. What's the first thing they tell you about Coach Osborne? Win-loss record. Fans can, look, go and fan. Okay, cool. But they won the game. That's the mission. If they win next week, 2-0. In the record books, on to week 3. Go 1-0. Go 1-0. Chase B asked the question, do you think play action defense will be an issue? It always is because that's part of the scheme. RPO puts you in jeopardy and under duress, and it makes you consider another thing. In your responsibility, consider that they could go against your responsibility. Like, oh, I'm in man coverage, but I also have to defend the run. That's like, we like to talk about the best cover corner in football, but was his willingness to tackle at the same level as his ability or want to defend. Linebackers on the edge, you want to get pressure, but you also need to keep containment. Safety, run fit, but don't get beat over the top. Anything you can add, anything you could add to. There is no simplicity in the option behind playing football. The option offense was literally putting a defense under duress. That's kind of the purpose and the need. Hizzlebear says this, remember the year Minnesota almost lost their first 3 games against teams like San Diego State, then went 11-2. True story. True story. Texas says this. Remember, Cincinnati beat Arizona State last year. Where was Arizona State last year, Bach?
They were in the playoffs.
They were deep in the playoffs, weren't they?
No, I would add that game was started by one Jeff Sims for Sparky.
I don't think I. It, hey, man. Arizona State played in the playoffs, got beat by Cincinnati. Sometimes the matchup sets the result as well. Do we acknowledge that?
Sometimes.
Was Northern Illinois the third best team in the country last year? Did Notre Dame suck? No, they lost to Northern Illinois because of the matchup and the execution. I'm sure if you listen to Notre Dame sports radio the day after they lost Northern Illinois, everybody's pants was on fire, fingers were itching, they were scratching themselves, they were peeling their skin off the face. And these are the same people that bought tickets to go and watch them in the championship game. Get a grip. Get a grip. That's all I'm saying. If they win next week, 14-13. If they win 2-0, O Street's going to party. And they'll be happy. Because that's the mission. The mission is to be 2-0 at the end of day next Saturday. We'll throw the break. Close out 1-on-1.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Looking for a financial partner that truly makes a difference? Modern Wood.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.